إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I'm sitting here on my balcony of my cabin in Storms Bay, looking at the waves of the high tide smashing themselves on the rocks. Enormous expenditure of futile energy. That's what they seem to represent. And I'm waiting for the sun to rise. The horizon is starting to become pink, and it looks like, inshallah, what's going to be a very beautiful day, very bright and clear. That's what it seems to promise. And today I want to complete the reminder of yesterday's with respect to choices by reminding myself and you that every time we make a choice to do something, we automatically make a choice not to do something else. And therefore, before we choose to do something, it's important to ask yourself, what is it that I am choosing not to do when I am choosing to do this particular thing? And this applies to every single thing that we do in life. Every time we choose to do something, we automatically choose not to do something else. Every time we choose to be with somebody, we automatically choose not to be with somebody else. So, obviously, it means that we need to be clear about the choices that we make. There is a famous story of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah ibn Umar, who was in the masjid when a man came to him and saw him there, and he said, "Oh, what I thought." He said, "I came here to ask a favor of you because I wanted you to recommend, I wanted you to come with me to intercede with someone for something that I need, but now I find that you are in i'tikaf." So he said, "That's now what do I do?" So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, "No problem, I'll come with you." So the man said, "You will break your i'tikaf." Abdullah ibn Umar said, Rasulullah said that to help a Muslim brother is more important than personal ibadah. And therefore he said, "I will, if that's what is needed, if you need my help, then I will come with you and I will do this. I will do my personal ibadah later and make up my i'tikaf later." Now, which reminds me to think about what are the choices that I make when I am doing something. What are the choices that I am making? Life is as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah said, life is an instant. Let it be an instant of obedience. My brothers and sisters, those who said what they had to say, they said and left. And it's up to us what we want to do with what they reminded us about. It's up to us to decide what we want to do. Because in the end, we will only be asked this question, to say, "What did you do?" You will not be asked, "What did you know?" We will be asked, "What did you do?" And whatever we knew will also be counted in terms of the effect of it. What we knew is only as good as what we can show for it. If we knew this and that and the other, but we have nothing to show for it, we don't know we don't know why we are doing what we are doing, then obviously that is of no use. And that's the reason why I remind myself and you, let us make wise choices. Let us not do foolish things which earn for us nothing at all. You know, things that are a waste of time, a waste of energy, and which do not earn anything for us. Let us not fall into that trap. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that and enable us to do things which are pleasing to Him, because in the end that's the only thing which matters. Did it please Allah or not? وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.